It's an open secret. I mean, this bill was targeted at one person, and that was Toby Doden. And let's go back and talk about Toby for a second. Back in the spring of 2024, Toby said he'll be launching one of the largest grassroots conservative efforts in the history of South Dakota to elect a conservative to the House and to the Senate. Now, he supported a dozen or so candidates across the state, all of whom won their primaries and then went on to win their general elections, including myself, and then went to pass legislation as freshman legislators, oftentimes in the legislature this year. And the result of what this bill has done is it's kneecapped a lot of people in the state from using their own money to fund candidates of their choosing while allowing people out of the state to still do the things they've always been doing and supporting the causes they want to support. And that's left the conversation a little lopsided, in my opinion. So what happened was an individual used his own money on his own dime to support the candidates that he wanted to support. And that's all public information. And the voters got to make the decision based off that. And so far, the message seems to be that grassroots conservative populism is a popular message in this state. And people want to hear that.